Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence as we look into the word on this hour. Bring conviction to your spoken word. Father, I give you glory for your anointing that's present now. Minister to the hearts of the hearers of this message. And I pray for a stirring in the body of Christ in Jesus' name. To the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. We want to combine these verses from 2 Timothy 3 and 1, Revelation chapter 3, verses 14. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. I guess by now we all aware of what's happening on the planet. And if you're not, I pray that you would pay attention to what's taking place in the earth, because there are signs all around us. And it seemed like I just can't get away from these signs, because messages the Lord just gave me to record is still focusing on signs. And sometimes when God presses me with to repeat certain things, it's because sometimes we take it a minute to process. And sometimes we might need to be reminded of what he's already said to us so that we won't be taken by surprise. In the book of Revelation, the third chapter, in verse 14, we see how Jesus is writing to the church or the local assembly of the Laodiceans. And the Laodiceans simply means the people's right, what the people really want to do. And oftentimes, the Bible said there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And we're living in a time now, it's not so much of what you want, but is what God has already said. So the angel or the messenger or the pastor is being addressed by Jesus at the church at the Laodiceans. And these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He starts off by saying, I know your works. I know what you're doing. I know why you're doing what you're doing. I know your motive behind what you're doing. I know that sometimes you could be doing stuff to be seen by other people because you're looking for pats on the back. Hello in here. I know your works. And he said that you are neither cold nor hot. Now, let me kind of break it down here. Ice cream supposed to be cold. Ice cream, yeah. That's why it's called ice cream, yeah. Ice cream supposed to be cold, but if you give me ice cream that's hot, I'm going to dump it on the floor. So he said, you're neither cold nor hot. Now, a lot of beverages you drink, they're supposed to be cold, and like tea or coffee is supposed to be hot. Coffee is supposed to be hot. Like oatmeal is supposed to be hot. oatmeal supposed to be hot, you know, grits supposed to be hot, not cold. You put that in the trash. My point is, he said, I know your works and you're neither cold nor hot. He said, I would that you were either one or the other. I wish that you was either hot as the sun or cold as the North Pole, but you in between this kind of stuff. He says, so because you are lukewarm, you know, lukewarm, even when you have a cut on your foot or your hand and you have to soak your hand or your foot in water, it don't be lukewarm water, either be hot water. Because lukewarm water, note something, you have a mixture of hot and cold together and it gives a temperature that's irritating. Did you catch that? Yeah. Lukewarm. It's nothing really for you to make you feel good because you're trying to distinguish whether or not you want to go to the left or to the right, or should it be cold or should it be hot. What is the point Jesus is trying to get across to us in this day when he's telling us it's too dangerous to be lukewarm? And we notice this church at Laodicea, he said, because you're neither hot nor cold. You're not on fire for me, and yet you're sometime you drag when it comes down to doing things for me. You can't make up your mind what you really want to do because you're straddling the fence. You want to be in church, and sometimes you don't. You want to praise me, sometimes you don't. You want to give, and then sometimes you become stingy. Hello in here. You want to give me glory, then sometimes you want to complain about what's not going right. See, he said, you're lukewarm, you're in between. And he said, because you're not either cold as the North Pole or hot as the sun, I'm going to spit you out. Because from a natural standpoint, if you ever drink lukewarm liquids, it's disgusting. Yeah, let me just make it real plain. It's disgusting to drink something that's either supposed to be hot or cold. I don't eat no cold motor meal. I don't eat cold oatmeal. It's got to be hot or I'm not eating it, period. Now, Jesus is telling this church, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth because you can't make up your mind what you want to do. And note verse 17. And you have the nerve to fix your mouth to say that you're rich when you're lukewarm. See, it's too dangerous to be lukewarm and you focusing on riches, but you're a million miles away from him and you increase with goods. I got houses. I got money. I got cars. I got two pennies. I can rump together and make them shiny. All that stuff you got, you know, you increase with goods and you feel like you don't have need of nothing. You a mess and don't know it. You dressed up, but you messed up. Catch that one. Dressed up, but you messed up. And you tow up from the flow up. You caught that one, yeah. But you say, I'm rich. You got stuff. You got stocks. You got bonds. Huh? You got rubber bands. You got plaits for your hair. I'm rich and increase with goods, and you don't need nothing. In other words, what they're saying, we don't even need you, Jesus. I see this today sometime with people that didn't have nothing. But the moment the Lord blesses them, they act like they got everything on the planet. And they go to acting crazy when they get two pennies and start rubbing them together. He said, but you have the nerve to say you don't have need of nothing? When I'm the main one, you should be needing all the time. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. And then Jesus said, listen, and you don't even know that you're wretched and you're miserable. And you poor, you blind, and you naked. He said, I'm going to read your mail to you, see, because you're thinking that you've arrived because you got some stuff. You got a little sofa. You got a love seat. You got carpet on the floor. You got the dog hair coat you're wearing and the cat hair mink that's around your neck. And you're thinking you're rich and you increase with goods and you don't even talk to me no more. You don't even consecrate your life anymore. You don't even pray and dedicate yourself to me, and you got the nerve to talk about you rich. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. I don't think we really grabbing what's happening in the world today. And then Paul tells us in 2 Timothy, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. See, combining these verses, it's too dangerous to be lukewarm. It's too dangerous to be straddling the fence, to be in and out of church today. I'm going to church and I'm not going. And there's not a question of you always going to church. It's a question of your commitment to Jesus. And note what he said in verse 17. You saying, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I got it going on, I just got a new job, I got a promotion, and you have need of nothing. I don't need to go to church. I ain't got to pray no more. I ain't got to consecrate my life no more. I could just do whatever I feel like I wanted to do because now I'm grown and nobody gonna tell me nothing. Wow, is that you? I hope you ain't saying amen to that one. But then you need to say amen because you say I'm rich. You said it with your own mouth and I got a lot of stuff going on. I don't need this other stuff. So I don't need people praying for me no more because I got what I've been trying to get. Show you how foolish we are as human beings. God will start blessing us to get things in life and he'll watch what we do. And many of you listening to me, when you didn't have nothing, you was humble. You was dedicated. The pastor had to look for you. You was always at church. But now you driving your car passing the church. I know it's getting tight now, but it's still right. See, now you can pass up the church because you don't need God no more. I don't need the people praying for me. In fact, I don't even pray for myself. I just jump up and leave the house. You have need of nothing. But the point Jesus is trying to get across, because you're lukewarm and you got the nerve to say you don't need nothing. You're not even committed to me and you say you have need of nothing because you got money in the bank. You got money to fall off. You can write checks. All that's fine and well. I'm rich, increased with goods, and you feel you have need of nothing. Many of you listening to me, you don't even get in the Bible. You don't even read your Bible. You don't spend time in prayer. You spend time doing everything but that. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. And Jesus starting to read them mail. He said, you don't know that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. He said, I counsel thee to buy me gold, tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed. Watch. And the shame of your nakedness don't be told on you. It's too dangerous to be lukewarm. Stay tuned for part two. Of it's too dangerous to be lukewarm.